Soft palate lifting with the voice guy. Nasal consonants like M, M, N, N, or NG, are speech sounds made with the soft palate dropped, which allows the sound of your voice to flow out through your nose. I have a cold today, so it sounds like not much is coming through my nose, but the vibrations are in my nose, and so I have more of a nasal sound to my voice, I think. By exploring the nasal consonants that are made on the soft palate, we can exercise the action of the muscles that lift and drop the soft palate and thereby increase awareness of the actions of the soft palate. The soft palate nasal consonant is the NG sound, at the end of words like sing or song. Now, one issue with the soft palate is that there are fewer nerve endings at the back of the mouth, and so there is less awareness of that area. This is good in that it can reduce your gag reflex, but when it comes to finding more clear articulation of the soft palate, it can make matters challenging. Some people have both a strong gag reflex and limited awareness of their palate, so it's hard to feel, and what they do feel makes them feel sick. For those people, I advise working in short bursts and taking care to do only as much as you need. The nasal consonant that's made at the back of your mouth, as I said, is the NG sound, the ng sound, like thing, song. That consonant is made with your soft palate dropped to meet the back of your tongue. So the back of the tongue goes up to some degree and the soft palate comes down to some degree, so they meet in the middle, closing off the air that's going out your mouth and redirecting out your nose. If you say a word like song and sustain the NG sound, you should be able to feel the air coming out your nose. So put a finger in front of your nose, and you should be able to feel a gentle breeze, a warm feeling of air coming out your nose. Now, when you shift from an ah sound, like in a word like song, from the ah to the ng, the air, the sound, and the vibrations should move from your mouth to your nose. Song. Try it. Hopefully you can feel at least the feeling of the action of the back of the tongue rising to meet the dropped soft palate. Now, try to increase your awareness by saying ah and going back and forth between the oral and the nasal sound. So you're going to go ah, you're going to let the air come out your nose, so you're going to make a nasal ah sound. It might help for you to think of this sound being a bit like the sound that is used for Chandler Bing, you know, on Friends, Janice, Chandler's girlfriend. She had a very nasal voice, and that nasal quality allows the sound to come through your nose. So if you said ah, like Janice might say it, ah, ah, the sound comes through your nose, and your soft palate is dropped. Now, we did another exercise called the Soft Palate Basics Exercise, and in that exercise, we use the K sound to explore the soft palate, as that consonant is made with the back of the tongue up against a raised soft palate, so the soft palate is closing off the nose, and the sound is blocked from coming out the mouth, so we get a, if you thought of saying a word like sick, and not releasing the K, you go sick, that final K sound is blocking the air and stopping it from coming out your mouth. Now, let's combine that K with an NG, so making an ng, like an ink. We're going to sustain the NG sound and then raise our soft palates to clip off the nasal sound with a K. Now, we're not going to bother to release the K, just stop the air. So we're going to go ong, 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 ong. So instead of onk, think you're, like you're going to say onk, but don't release the K, ong. Onk, onk, onk. Can you hear that chop off as the soft palate closes, lifts up to the roof of the mouth, and closes off the nose? So, onk, sound coming out your nose, and then the closure of the K lifting to close off that sound. Onk, 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 onk. You should be able to feel that lift action. Now, Try making that sound pairing again, but after you've made the K, pull your tongue back down into your mouth. It's a fairly odd thing to do, so we're going to go... Pulling the root of your tongue down will stretch, if you keep the NG sound, it will stretch your soft palate down. And that may feel a little gross, to put it bluntly, but if you do this, you're going to feel the soft palate pull down, and then if we add a K onto the end of that, you're going to pull it back up again. So we're going to go, NG, we're going to pull our tongue root down, and then we're going to put a K on the end of it, and that's going to lift it all back up again. So the three steps to it, and then the K stop. It sounds like this. Now, the final exploration for this step of the warm-up process is to drop the soft palate to make the NG sound, and then merely lift the soft palate to make an open ah. So we're going to try to keep the tongue where it is and try to bring the soft palate down to the tongue. And then we're going to pop the soft palate up. The tongue should stay static or as close to it as possible, and the action will live in the soft palate. Now, it's been well documented that lifting your cheek muscles up will lift your soft palate. So think of a pseudo smile as you do this, and it'll help to establish the connection. So you're going to go, and make kind of a psycho smile face as you do it.